making you seem like you know what's happening in pop culture while you're standing around the water cooler at work.
You don't want to be left out, right?
Here's today's top trending stories on Indy's number one for new country, 97.1 Hank FM.
So it was over the weekend that I was reading about how the Pentagon is assembling a UFO task force, and I was like, what's going on over here? What's this all about?
Right.
And then yesterday I was reading about it. So the New York Times reported that in July, the former Pentagon UFO program subcontractor Eric W. Davis said that he had briefed the Senate Armed Forces and Intelligence Committees twice in October of 2019 on the recovery of unexplained objects.
Ooh.
Ooh, what's this? What's all this all about? Former U.S. Senate Senator Harry Reid and some scientists believe objects of unknown origin have fallen to Earth. Ooh, what's going on with this? So Reid pushed for formation of the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program. That's what they're calling it. Thought to have been dissolved in 2012, its former head, Louis Alonzo, has described a 2004 incident, which, by the way, this incident was the tapes that they released earlier this year. Have you seen the fighter pilot videos of them catching something on radar?
No.
So they had this object that like fell from like, I think it was like 20 or 30,000 feet to 1 foot above like the water surface within a matter of seconds.
What?
So this guy is saying that that 2004 incident that the U.S. Navy pilots encountered that day was able to perform in ways that defied all logic and current understanding of aerodynamics.
Ooh.
Anyways, other news. Lawrence Fishburne explains that he won't be in The Matrix 4.
Oh.
That's
not because
Morpheus. He's my fave.
Yeah, that's Morpheus right there. It's not that he didn't want to return. He hasn't been asked to return. So.
Oh.
Maybe if we make a big enough fuss that we want Morpheus. We want Morpheus. Pizza shops are dealing with pepperoni shortages. This is the latest shortage. We had coin shortages.
My Lord.
So I guess, you know, this isn't really affecting, you know, major chains, but it's more mom and pop shops. But pizza sales are booming right now. And because of the demand, you know, there needs to be more pepperoni and people are running out. So also, there are claims that there will be a second Tiger King series, if we didn't get enough of the first one. Reports claim that a continuation of Tiger King could see the light of day. Current imprisoned Joe Exotic and his husband Dylan Passage and his business partner Jeff Lowe have allegedly agreed to take part in the continuation of the story. Carol Baskin of the Big Cat Rescue is reported asking for seven figures to make it worth her while to return.
Seven figures?
Seven figures.
Wow. So you were talking about pizza and pizza chains doing well. Well, Pizza Hut's not one of them. The giant franchisee has gone bankrupt. 300 Pizza Huts are closing. They have closed a lot of their dining rooms, and they're encouraging customers to order through their website or third-party apps. The chain will help employees working at the closing locations to find jobs at nearby restaurants. So I'm a huge fan of the 1987 comedy Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yeah.
There's lots of fabulous quotes. Did you ever Steve watch Martin it? And John Candy.
Was it always like a Thanksgiving movie for you?
Or, kind of, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because they're going home for Thanksgiving.
Right.
So, yeah. So, original movie, of course, Steve Martin, John Candy. Well, there's going to be a remake. Once again, we have a remake. Now, this one, though, I can kind of get behind because I could see how they could make it different. Will Smith and Kevin Hart will play
should
the parts.
Fun.
Yes. So, that's a remake I might be able to get behind. And then, finally, Jennifer Hudson, along with her sister Julia and 15 volunteers, gave Chicago youth a start with their school year with a book bag full of school supplies. So that just to help them out in their hometown of Chicago.
Why wasn't she Hank Hero?
Because I found this afterwards.
Oh, okay. Okay. Gotcha.
Caleb and Mindy in the morning on 97.1 Hank FM.